Ridgedale.
Good evening. Can you just stand it all with the last one for at least this segment? You guys have to be exhausted. So I'm Valerie. I'm the property manager, and this is Emily. She's the owner of the property. And I sent a packet out to everyone. Did you all get it? And I don't know if you have it in front of you. And I'm not going to go through line by line because I'm sure you've read it, but I do want to highlight a couple things. We've been a property manager for over 13 years in this area. We do not have any complaints against us for bad guests or anything like that. We screen our guests, and we also screen our properties. So we've had a lot of people that say, will you pick up our property? We won't. We, all our properties are very close geographic so that we can go and take care of those guest needs, and then, of course, any other issues that may come up. So we focus on like the Ridgedale Blue Eye area, and we're really tight in that area. We have a property manager that lives less than three minutes from this house. He lives on Lakeview, and we'll call him at 10 o'clock. He's out there. This is his only job, is just this. So our housekeeping manager is sitting back there. Our reservationist is back there. We're a very tight-knit group. We're constantly texting each other, constantly in communication. So we're a little different than a lot of other property managers. So having said that, we're members of the chamber. You can go through and see what we've been doing. The next is a map of all the vacation rentals in the area. And you can see if we're located, this house is located off of Boston, which is located off of Devil's Pool, and everyone knows what Devil's Pool, if you continue all the way down where it ends up at. So this is towards the beginning part, closer to 86. On this home, which Scott's got up there. Oh, Scott, were you supposed to start?
Oh, man.
I totally jumped in.
That's all right. I mean, the chairman.
I just realized you're supposed to start. Do you want to go through it and I'll finish?
Let me get it pulled up here.
Totally
on.
Let's see if we can pull it up on pictometry. That look like it.
Yep.
Okay, I'll fill them in just with a little bit here.
Thanks.
Per the assessor's information, this subject property is 100 by 125 in size. The single family home was built in 2005 and it's on lot 43. We had permit number 04434 for the building permit, and oddly, permit number 04434 for the on-site wastewater permit. There was no current or past wastewater failure found when I went and visited the property. Properties to the southeast, west are residential vacant lots, and the property to the north is a residential single-family home. The home has a native vegetation on the south and east property lines. The applicant plans to add more natural vegetation between the existing oak trees on the north property line, which I presented to the board in pictures in your packet. Single-family home is a four-bedroom with two-car attached garage and parking for up to four more cars in front of the garage, thus meeting the requirement for five spaces for nightly rental vehicles to park. And that's what I had.
Sorry.
And then we had our 19-point nightly rental staff recommendations.
Thanks, Hot.
Can I go on now?
Yep.
Sorry.
It's yours. That's
mine
all right.
Sick. Anyways, so the maximum allow that we're going to allow in this house is 12. We stick to this very much to the point that we have a device that goes inside the house that can monitor how many cell phones are being used and how many iPads, and it regulates and tells us if there's too many. Nancy will go knock on their door, and we have had people leave before because we're really strict about that. It's not only the integrity of the house, but it's also we want to keep the neighborhood, and also we don't want any damage to the property. So we have that device. There's even a device that we can get that would even be a noise monitor, that if the noise gets to a certain extent or decibel inside the house, we're notified and we'll do it as well, take care of that.
Valerie, with this with the bedrooms, it'll be limited to a maximum of 10
okay.
per our bedroom and per our nightly rental regs.
Not yeah. a problem. Okay. The available parking, we actually did put 8, and I respect what you were saying. We have had, with it, actually Emily has put
6 cars in the driveway.
So, not that we would have used that, but it is there if needed. There's even, because I know it's come up in the past, well, where would a boat parking go? There's an area next to the driveway that is on their lot, and it's not infringing. It's not even near the next lot, where somebody could put a boat there as well besides the driveway. So we have ample boat parking as well. As her vegetation, it's a great picture. You can see there's natural vegetation on the rear side and on one of the sides. The other side, it's a little bit light. So she's already gotten a quote, which I'll present to you in a minute. It's not in your packet because we just got that 2 days ago, of putting, what type of tree? I've got it written.
I don't know what it's called, but he said, the guy that I talked to said that it starts out at, I believe he said, 4 foot, and it will, 5 feet, and it will go up 7 to 8 feet. And they usually use that for, instead of a privacy fence, they'll put those in.
And the next page is just again to show you a visual of the parking, the driveway, and so forth that I have in the packet that I gave you. And then I did an aerial so you can also see another scope so you see how much parking we really have. And then I have a picture which he's already got up there of the vegetation. And then we have talked to the neighbors already. The house across the street's been on the market for over a year. It's vacant. The one next to it directly, if you could go back to that image or look at your packet, they actually own two lots.
So this house right here, they own this lot as well.
And they've given a letter saying that they are fine with this and using your packet. And then the other house has been...
And this one is vacant.
So basically, all those on that strip are fine with it. The rest of the other lots are owned by Oaklawn Association, so they're not even owned by anybody else. Not all of them, but the majority of those down there. I did an aerial just to show you, so you can see how far we are from the lake, how, you know, Big Cedar and so forth. And if you want, the letters are in there too. And then lastly, I don't have this in the packet. It's the packet and the price of the quote, I should say, for the vegetation that she's already set up. But we haven't done it because we want to get approval before she does that. Okay. Any other questions?
Who was using the bat?
Who owns the house that's vacant?
She's actually a dentist, and I have never met her personally, but people who live right here are very good friends with her, and we're very good friends with them, and they're kind of always watching the house for them. It was for sale, it's been for sale over a year.
So what did they say about it?
They didn't care. It was verbal, yeah. Just we know the other two houses really well. We're really good friends with them. So
I believe, and don't quote me, I believe they're in Kansas. I don't think they're in the state anymore. Okay. But I'm not positive.
It's
easy
to get a written letter.
No, I know. I didn't even think to do that because it was on the market. So, and that's why we did get the other letters. So, but I was just going off of memory where I think, and I did look to see who they were.
How many other houses do you do the nightly rental on in this neighborhood?
There's approximately, we have some in Blue Eye. There's
in this neighborhood.
In this neighborhood. We're actually across the street as well. So in that neighborhood, I would say there's probably 25.
How many do you take care of?
We care for all of them.
Oh, all 25.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But we've got a full team that does it. Well, I don't own them, but
right.
We manage them and take care of them.
Sure.
But,
any other questions? Do we have anyone here to speak on behalf or in support of this application?
Hi. My name is Jessica Grogan. I have a letter from actually one of the neighbors they were talking about, Mike and Linda Hart. They live at 380 Boston. It says, thank you for your interest in my comments about the application for the Division 3 permit. My house is very close to the Bertrams on Boston. They are very nice and caring people. Since they have considered putting their home into the vacation rental market, they have made some wonderful improvements on the outside of their home. Their home has always looked good, and now it is even nicer. This will add value to our street and our home as well. They will also be using the home when it is not rented and when they want to use it. We are comfortable with them using their home as a nightly rental. We know they will be involved and have also hired a management team that is very close. This team has already been involved by checking on the home frequently. Please take this letter as our approval of having 351 Boston receive the Division 3 permit and become a nightly rental. Thanks.
Thanks. What is her name? I'm sorry.
Jessica Grogan?
Jessica, yeah.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gunkel, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Davises. I own a home at 331 Boston, Ridgedale, Missouri. During this time, we have been able to get to know the owners of 351 Boston, the Bertrams. They are great neighbors. They have approached us on them wanting to rent their home out as a nightly rental. They also will be using their home when not rented or when they want to use it. We do not have issues with them having it as a nightly rental. We know they take pride in their home and will take care of it. They have also hired a local management company that will take care of the home, guests, and any concerns that may arise. Please consider this letter as our agreement of granting them the approval for a nightly rental. Thank you, the Davises.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else in support? Opposed? That want to speak? Why don't we start on this side over here? We'll work our way back.
Hello, my name is Linda Baldwin. I live on Lemonwood, which is not in Oakmont, but also Susan Unger and the Schulers, Thea and Warren Schuler, live in Oakmont, and they would like to have been here, but I'm going to speak on their behalf as well as my own, being in that neighborhood. First, I'd like to say the purpose of planning and zoning is to establish boundaries for land use groups. The home on Boston Drive is part of Oakmont subdivision. This subdivision has covenants which are recorded and on file at the recorder's office. Residents in Oakmont pay dues and are well aware of the covenants. The Oakmont covenants state that the lots in Oakmont shall be for residential use only, and they state that no residential lot may be used for any commercial purpose. When subdivisions are laid out, platted, and have covenants recorded, this is done for the purpose of providing buyers with an assurance of uniformity of use. Subdivisions involve lots, not acreage. Homes do not have a lot of distance between them. People buy homes in subdivisions for the uniformity of development. Any decisions which affect that uniformity affect everyone who owns property in the subdivision. Any decisions made which affect the uniformity of the subdivision should be made only with the consensus from all the property owners in the subdivision. An established residential subdivision with recorded covenants should have a reasonable expectation that the county will not make decisions which override the covenants and the intent of use. Nightly rentals are not single family residential use. These operations are no different than hotel businesses where different unknown unrelated people can be in the rental multiple times a week, and in some cases, numerous families can be in the rental at one time. Short-term rentals are incompatible with the intended use of this property. Short-term rentals are incompatible with the intended use of this subdivision. The City of Springfield recently developed more regulations on short-term rentals in response to numerous complaints from residents. No one wants to live next to these short-term rentals. In their regulations, the City of Springfield calls short-term rentals a business. The ordinance states that the reason for the ordinance is to preserve the quality, integrity, and stability of Springfield's residential areas. I called Stone County, and they have a permitting process similar to Taney County's. I asked, what do they do in the case where subdivision covenants restricting commercial use of the properties want to get a permit like this? I was told that Stone County cannot enforce the subdivision covenants, but they would uphold the subdivision covenants and would not approve a permit that would be in contradiction to the subdivision's covenants. So while we do understand that there are going to be rogue folks who will rent on the down low when they are not supposed to, and that is hard to stop,
We still expect that Taney County Planning and Zoning should not be granting approval to people to rent nightly when it is incompatible with the neighborhood and in conflict with the intended land use. There's no